Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. I'd like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. You can get a hold of them at 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. We always need sponsors and advertisers out there, so anybody who would like to help us keep on the air would be most appreciated. You can still get a hold of us to do that, and that would be at 530-221-0101 as well. you can talk to Linda if you need any help. I think I need help this morning. I'm kind of getting over the flu a little bit, so, you know, I'm not quite 100% back yet. So today is November 10th. No, it's November 10th.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
I never know what day it is. It's Saturday. I know that.
It's the Marine Corps birthday.
That's right.
237 years. 237 years of devil dogs and jarheads. All right.
Hoorah!
Semper Fi out there. So, I'm in the studio here with my sister Linda, as
Good
usual.
Good morning.
And we have our soundboard operator and all-around great gal, Rachel.
Hola.
And we have a special guest with us today, and that would be
RC.
RC, yeah, I think I got to go with RC.
Everybody does up here. That's just fine. RC and Selma, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, RC. All right, very good. Let's get housekeeping out of the way here, and then we'll get started. Let's see, have we got any veterans?
Well, yes, we do.
Obviously, I think considering Veterans Day is Monday.
No, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
Veterans Day.
Okay.
And we have a parade out at Shasta Lake City this morning starting at 10 a.m. So there'll be a lot of good people out there. Come out and show your support. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else we need to worry about?
Well, the Marines have their 237th birthday ball tonight at Wind River.
Oh.
And then tomorrow out at the cemetery at 10:55.
Very good. Very good.
So we got lots of stuff coming. And come out and show your support and say thank you to a veteran.
With that, let's get right to it. Okay. First quote, those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything. That was Joseph Stalin. Let's see. Socialism is like a dream. Sooner or later, you wake up to reality. That was Winston Churchill. So, let's talk about reality this morning. Let's talk about California. Yeah, you know, and let's see. We got what's called a supermajority in California now. We got the California Liberal supermajority. And, you know, let's talk about that a little bit. So before we the main check in Sacramento, this comes from a story that was put out by the Wall Street Journal on November 8th. And Republicans, it was pretty unhappy Tuesday election, you know, but there's some good news here, but let's talk about this a little bit. The main check on Sacramento excess has been a constitutional amendment requiring a two-thirds majority for both houses to raise taxes. Although Republicans have been in the minority for four decades, they could impose a mediocrum of spending restraint by blocking tax increases. If Democrat leads stick to two races where the ballots are still being counted, blah, 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 the liberals can, they have enough seats now for a supermajority is what it comes down to. And Governor Brown, will then only be a chaperone for the liberals gone wild in, Sacramento. Now, what does this mean? You know, now there's nobody else to blame here. Okay? Can't blame the Republicans anymore because the liberals are completely in charge. Now, is that going to be a problem? Well, you tell me. Let's see. Mr. Brown can blame himself for this predicament after he drove more young voters to the polls by threatening to cut $500 million from higher education, which would have brought a large tuition increase. Voters between the ages of 18 and 29 made up to 28% of the electorate, up from 22% in 2008 and 15% in 1996. Unions also ramped up their turnout machine to kill the ballot initiative that would have barred unions from automatically withholding money from their workers' paycheck for political spending. A high Democratic turnout in moderate and right-leaning districts helped the party to pick up 3 seats in the Senate and 4 in the Assembly. So for now, Californians will experience the joy of a one-party, union-run progressive governance. Good luck with that. Mr. Brown.
Oh, joy.
Mr. Brown is urging lawmakers to demonstrate frugality and the prudence of Joseph. How do you think that's going to work out? As he said the other day, we've got to make sure over the next few years that we pay our bills, we invest in the right programs, but we don't go in any spending binges. Yeah. Okay. That's what all the governors say. Trouble is, merely paying the state's delinquent bills will require tens of billions in additional revenues if the lawmakers don't undertake any fiscal reforms. Okay, so let's analyze this a little bit. Lawmakers have been borrowing and deferring debts for the past decade merely to close their annual deficits. Those bills will come due soon. The legislature has raided $4.3 billion from special funds and deferred $10 billion in constitutionally required payments to schools. The state also borrowed $10 billion from Uncle Sam to pay for jobless benefits and $313 million this year from the state disability insurance trust fund for the debt service of those federal loans. Democrats have proposed replenishing the state's barren unemployment insurance trust fund now by raising payroll taxes on employers. Expect that to happen. And so there we have, let's keep going. And then there's more than the $200 billion in unfunded liabilities the state has accrued for workers' retirement benefits, which this year will cost taxpayers $6.5 billion. The California Teachers Retirement System says it needs an additional $3.1 billion and $10 billion annually for the next 30 years to amortize its debt. The state has $73 billion in outstanding bonds for capital projects and $33 billion in voter-authorized bonds that the state hasn't sold in part because they can't afford a higher debt payment. Unissued bonds include $9.5 billion for a bullet train, which will require $50 billion to $90 billion more to complete. Sacramento will also need more money to support an $11 billion bond to retrofit the state's water system, which is planned for on the 2014 ballot. With no GDP restraint, liberals can now raise taxes to pay for all this. They'll probably start by repealing Proposition 13 tax cap on commercial property. Democrats in the Assembly held hearings on this idea this spring. Then they'll try to make it easier for cities to raise taxes. The Greens want an oil severance tax. Other Democrats want to extend the state's sales tax to services, supposedly in return for a lower rate, but don't expect any reform to be revenue neutral. Look for huge union pay raises and high pension benefits. The silver lining here is that Americans will be able to see a modern liberal union state in its raw ambition, in all its raw ambition. The Sacramento political class thinks it can tax and regulate the private economy endlessly without consequence. As a political experiment, it should be instructive, at least Californians can still escape to Nevada or Idaho. Can you spell Greece? So, with that, just a little another article here out of the San Francisco Chronicle. Comcast rewinds, but jobs are still leaving. So, Comcast to Northern California, drop dead was the message. This comes out of the Chronicle. And so it seems that the message communicated by the cable company's axing of 1,000 jobs in the Bay Area and Sacramento on Tuesday, a decision attributed to the high cost of doing business in the state of California. The nation's largest cable company, which owns NBC University, Universal, is laying off approximately. So I think you get the idea. You're gonna. My prediction: we're gonna start seeing people leave California in droves. The businesses that employ everybody, they're gonna fall apart in the state because guess what, guys? You're all invested in the stock market. All you union guys. What do you think is gonna happen when the stock market crashes and nobody can pay and all the businesses leave and nobody's there to pay the taxes that you guys keep trying to rape from the populace? Guess what? And there's nobody else that could be held responsible for this but these liberal progressive Democrats. Maybe this is all good because I'm thinking the sooner you guys crash and burn, the better off we're going to be because maybe we can start to fix it with some real
Yeah. Just
things that are going to do some good. Now, do we have anything else going on there, Rachel? Or no? Okay. Nope. How much time we got? Anybody got any comments on that?
Well, I can say this. While you were giving us that tremendous resume of what is possibly coming, I used to think, to the other side, you know, to the liberals, if we just said, okay, we'll stop fighting. Why don't we give it over to you? Go ahead, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Let's see what you want to do.
Yeah.
All right. What will be the results of that? Well, you just described the actual environment where we're going
to
see that.
And this is at the state and federal level. So we get to be the in this grand experiment, and we'll come back with a little bit more on this. We get to see what's happening across the board here. So
I'd rather watch it from the safety of Idaho.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you, shine it on my heart, so you can see the truth. Damn, this love I have inside, everything is smooth, but
join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Mike Spence, president of Conservative Republicans of California, giving us his take on the election results and where Californians go from here. Also joining us, Coach Dave Daubenmeyer, who founded Pass the Salt, an organization calling on Christians to engage and stand up to popular culture. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs.
Great bump.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, nobody told me there'd be days like these, but here they are, you know. And let's continue on our quest for the ultimate nirvana of knowledge. Yeah, these liberals that are down in Sacramento in control, they're in total control now, and guess what? You can't blame Bush anymore at the federal or the state level. And you know what always slays me? You know, like we heard all the rhetoric in the campaign. Yes, we don't want to go back to those Bush, the Bush era where all the Republicans were. They caused all the, they caused all this in the economy and all this stuff.
It's all their fault.
It's all their fault, only we're going to do exactly the same things on steroids after we get rid of them, you know. I mean, let's see, they continued the TARPs and the bailouts and the stimulus, only more so. So they did everything Bush did, on only more so. And then they're saying his policies really suck, only they're the same policies that he was doing. And so his results were really bad. So I'm thinking, and they're expecting different results with the same policies, only they're going to blame everybody for the same I mean, am I the only one here that's, you know, getting that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah. Never worry about another election again. This comes from the Casey Dispatch.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, woo-woo. You know, it talks about election night, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and I go through, you know, all these guys that believe that this is going on, you know, say that, you know, we've got to fix it all. The government's going to be the answer. You know, do these guys have any assets for a rainy day? Do these guys, have they saved anything? Do you think they have any food storage?
Probably not. I'm thinking that they don't.
Any energy stocks or precious metals or anything?
Well, they may have some stocks in there, you know, but.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm thinking that the majority of the union guys, for example, if you go look at CalPERS, are really not invested in energy stocks. You know, they're in real strong stuff like mortgage-backed securities and,
that's true.
Things that are really solid right now.
And they don't have to have food storage or anything.
Yeah.
Because the government will take care of them.
I'm thinking if you invest in Greece right now, you're going to do well.
Okay. Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, we're in Greece. Yeah, so, you know, the Trojan horse has got a different tank these days. Yeah, so it's a problem. And,
nobody told me.
Yeah, nobody told me there'd be days like these. So I think we used Ayn, I guess is how it's pronounced, Ayn Rand, her philosophy of let them implode. They wanted it, they got it. And let's just see how well your policies work, because we've been in total denial about recovery now for, what, 4 years?
Yeah, pretty close to that.
So everything Bush did was wrong. Obama does the same policies, but when he does it, it's called a recovery. When Bush does it, it's called something else. And we can blame him for not the recovery, but the recovery that's ongoing is getting worse and worse and worse. And so who do we blame after the next 4 years?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
Well, you know. Anyway. You know, he needs
the
more
Mayans.
Time.
They'll probably say we blame the Mayans.
It was the calendar on, what is it, December 12th. All of a sudden, there was
22nd.
An economic upheaval in the universe and the stars, and it caused everybody to not be successful in their business, because on their way, on their exodus from California to Idaho and Nevada, you know, they got lost in the desert. And so, somewhere where the high-speed train ended before it got to Vegas, and so they all died.
All righty, folks.
With that, I think we should move on here, because, I think we beat that horse to death. So I'd like to get RC involved in our conversation more here, and let's talk about what we were talking about on the break. Couple of things is, how is your battle with the Board of Supervisors going, number one?
Well, the battle is right now we're getting ready for some more depositions, and we go to trial on the chapel on June 13th of next year.
Hmm.
So there's points of discovery as the journey along the way till there. But the significant thing was that the county really did use its atom bomb on me on October 22nd. Your Honor, we beg and demand, our prayers that you close this establishment. that you fire all these people and you literally evict the cattle from the pastures.
That's got to be good. That's got to be good for the local economy.
Well, anyway, that didn't explode. The judge said no. He's done no harm. There's no reason to close this thing. You're going to fight it out with them with their doors open.
You're an extremist, RC, because you want to employ people, you want to have a business, you want to have a viable ongoing concern. That's extremist thinking these days. I mean, you know, you're a hater.
Yeah.
I love that one. You don't want to go along with the Marxist, the Leninist philosophy, you hater.
You don't like anything.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I like what we do. Yeah. I don't like what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, they want a great economy, they want jobs, they want more benefits, but they want to kill a business that doesn't go lockstep with any rule that they put on the table.
All right.
Yeah, it's more about control than it is the economy. And you got, you know, the little Hitler committee basically saying, hey, we're in charge, shut up and do what you're told, or we'll put you out of business. I mean, is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that is pretty much it.
Yeah, and of course, then you got the pundits that jump to their side saying, yeah, that reverse guy, and I'm sure I said your name wrong. But, you know, yeah. So that guy, he's an evil, rich, capitalist pig who wants to just rape the countryside and just squeeze everything out of the land for his own enrichment, and, you know, he does nothing for anyone.
Is that what people say? Because I don't pay attention to what people say about me or what they think about me.
Well, if you go to the blogs on our No News newspaper, it's incredible. I mean, these guys are out there chanting Marxist, 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 and they don't realize that in all those Marxist countries that a bunch of those guys got let off to the gulags and a few things like that. So
there's people around here crying for Marxism.
Yeah,
Marxism now.
Kinda, yeah. Go on the blogs on the newspaper, and you'll see these guys there. There's some dingbats. It doesn't matter what anybody does. The government are the answer. The union is the answer. And Marxism and socialism is a good thing. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And the pundits and the paper, I got to say, is, you know, a little left-leaning.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to ignore that they killed 384 million people in the 20th century, right?
Shh. Don't bring that up. You're a hater again.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I was reading a comment section on something last night on Stalin. I was looking for that Stalin quote, and these guys were arguing back and forth. What's evil? Is it when you kill 10 million people or 10 million and one people? Right. And the other guy was coming back with, well, he wasn't really bloodthirsty.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, it says 10 million and a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, because he didn't actually do the killing. He didn't actually go into the houses and drag them out in the street. You know, it was politically motivated and driven. He was going for power, but, you know, he didn't really want to kill everyone. He just did. So he's not evil.
Of course not.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, but I'm not politically motivated in what I do in my business.
Right.
I am responding to the demands of the customers.
Right.
Right. It didn't originally intend to become a fine dining restaurant. I did that because that's what people were begging me to do.
Because it's smart.
Right.
You know, you put a service into the community to help that right. Raises everybody's standard of living.
Or for instance, the weddings.
Now,
right. We don't know each other that well, but you can just look at me, you can tell this guy never intended to be in the wedding business, right? I'm an ex-Marine. Did I go after that? No. My wife saw that opportunity.
Ah.
So we opened that up, wrote that into the use permit, which they approved. And then the weddings become very, very popular. We had a...
It's a nice place to go.
Right. We put up a tent, and then they say, no, this tent you can't have. We didn't know why. Apparently, they want a building permit for a tent. Well, who would have ever assumed that? Thanks for letting me know, pals.
But then I didn't know that a tent was considered a building.
No, it's not.
That's
why. It's just whatever they say, you know, that's what they do. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's always catch-22. You can't satisfy it. So
right.
You're a violator at that point. Whenever they feel like calling you one, that's what you are.
Right.
Yeah, you never want to cooperate with them. You just don't.
That was the other thing.
Yeah,
that was what I got out of the blogs, and that's kind of where I was going.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got sidetracked on the millions of people dying under communist rule. But, you know, the blogosphere is that everybody is evil who is trying to make a buck off of somebody else. It's not that they earned it. It's not that they produced. It's not that they worked hard out of it. Their whole philosophy is you squeezed it out of the little guy to get where you're at. And that's the blogs. I mean, that's really what it's about. It's about evil rich people. Or anybody who has more money than they are is evil rich.
Even if they don't have a lot of money.
That tells you a lot about who's writing the blogs, because that's probably how they would do business. That would be probably the premise behind any business that they engaged in. But other people, such as me and everybody I know, we do business where a deal between two people produces a third result, which is better for both, and accidentally benefits a third.
Yeah, they don't understand win-win. With that, I think we need to go to a break.
This is 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stovepot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day, and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner. Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, 1460. You can join us at the chat room at 1460.com, KCNR1460.com.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's what it is.
That is. Yep.
Yeah. Free Fire Media. Been here for what? Almost 2 years now. I can't even remember the website.
Some days it's just that way, you know? I think everybody's a little, you know, unbalanced since Tuesday.
Little on edge.
A little bit. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things are changing at the local level and, you know.
You know, the real question is, we keep talking about the fiscal cliff here. We already went off the cliff. The only question now is, how hard is the landing going to be? It's really true. This has been going on for a long time. Yes. And it's funny that we didn't even, you know, prior to the election, all the debates, nobody really talked about the fiscal cliff. Nobody really talked about, you know, what happens if bond rates go up. Nobody talked about, you know, the Federal Reserve and monetary policy because, you know, that's kind of hush-hush.
It'll all get better. It'll just go away and it'll be better. Don't you know that?
But the real deal is, we already went off the cliff, guys. And if you think we're going to recover, it just all depends on how hard the bottom is. And that's where we're headed. So let's get back to RC here. You know, I get this thing that you're just not a cooperative kind of guy with the county. I mean, you were a troublemaker from day one. You know, you just wanted to start trouble. You didn't cooperate. You didn't pull the permits. You didn't do anything that you were supposed to. And that's the word out there.
That's not true. I hope everybody will come down to Sacramento and, you know, I'm going to try and arrange with the first class limo to have shuttles go back and forth when we get to trial because the minutia of the case is going to be a real eye-opener.
Really?
We're not guilty of anything. I have, for instance, 17 building permits. I have pulled and acquired 17 building permits. I have three different use permits that I've acquired through that whole process.
How much did all that cost?
Oh, geez.
I mean, just
tens of thousands.
Yeah, that's...
But the ones that I'm missing are the ones that they withhold. They won't allow me to acquire them. And then, so on top of that, I'm $250,000 into suing them in federal court to try and get these permits.
That's the game.
I'm in court to try and get my permits and get the cootie off of my business.
Right.
Now, nobody who's setting up a business goes, let me scoff all the laws. Let me see if I can finagle this business without any authorities from the government to do that. Maybe that's the kind of business that those guys making the comments on the blogs would engage in.
I'd venture to bet you any amount of money that if not 90%, 95% of those guys on the blogs have never even been in business. I'd almost bet you they're either all government workers, union workers, or employees. But
they're probably not because they're blogging all the time.
They're employees. So they're on Social Security.
Yeah, they're sitting on the couch blogging all the time.
It's like this whole pot thing, you know. If they legalized pot but got rid of all the entitlements to where you couldn't sit at home and get high, you know, because I'm for legalizing pot, but I'm not for giving people free money to sit home and smoke it. And I think if you legalize pot, you'd find out in a week after everybody got their check pulled that I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Because if they can't get their food, and all the other entitlements, well, it's not going to be
after about
a thing.
After about a day or two, you get the munchies. And when the welfare checks don't come in, when the disability checks don't come in, when the Social Security checks don't come in, guess what happens?
Well, they'll just come over and get yours.
Yeah, you start going, okay, do I want to smoke this or go find some work so I can have something to eat? And I think that's the problem, is we keep pushing.
I don't know. You know, I actually have to take the other side of that question because there's nothing I'm less for than legalizing the drug trade. Remember that when you're talking about green dope, you're not talking about Seagram's Martini and Rossi. Or these are old ancient corporations who have been providing jobs, paying taxes for generations. You're talking about the Mexican drug cartel. You're going into competition with them.
The reason we've got the Mexican drug cartels is because it is illegal, just like prohibition. See, my point is, I'm not for pot. I'm not for smoking it. I'm not for drugs. Just like I'm not for alcohol. I'm not for the federal government running anything because they screw everything up. If it's local and state that decides that they want to make it illegal and regulate it, I got no problem because at least the people have a say in it. But the problem with the federal government, and just think about this for a second, why did we in the Prohibition era have to amend the Constitution so that the federal government could regulate alcohol?
And I don't know.
Well, because they didn't have the authority. They had no constitutional authority to regulate alcohol.
It's supposed to be at the state.
That's right. They had to change it. They had to amend the Constitution to give them the authority. Now, why did we not have to amend the Constitution to give them the authority to regulate marijuana and other drugs? Maybe because they just, at some point, started doing things illegally that weren't constitutional. And that's why we're in the mess we're in. So it's not the drugs for me, per se, as much as the power bases that get established at these different levels on different issues. And that's the problem. It's just like the local issue you're dealing with. These guys have gotten so powerful and no one's challenged them for so long because we've been so out of touch and not involved in this county. So it's ultimately the people's fault and responsibility. Just like it's personal responsibility, whether you're a druggie or an alcoholic, you know, you can make...
It should be your choice.
Well, the thing is that you have the choice anyway.
Right.
Whether it's legal or not does not give you the choice or not, because look at the war on drugs. Okay? Has it worked? No, because they do it anyway.
Right.
See, they're going to do... They have the choice regardless whether it's legal or not. The only thing that keeps them from doing or not is personal responsibility. You either have to say one day when you wake up after your teenage years going through college, hey, I've decided I'm not going to get drunk today or smoke pot or do drugs and get a job and support my family, or you're not. And nobody can make you do either one except yourself. See, that's the issue. We've got to get back to personal responsibility. I think we're getting sidetracked here. So, sorry.
Just a little bit.
I kind of went off on a rant. Sorry. I apologize. That's what I do. So let's get back to this, this cooperativeness from these guys. So that's the word, is that you're not cooperative, with these guys down at the county.
Well, all I could have done is what I did do. I went to see them personally in their offices 3, 4, 5 times. I sent when I couldn't take that anymore, I sent my employees down 17, 18, 19, 20 times. They're always coming back crying. We knuckled under, went through the whole process and rigmarole of all these things where somebody in a local government tells you what you can or cannot do on your own land. Well, this is California, so they've gone a little too far that way, but I understand that's what this place is. So we went through that.
Right.
It was the other things where they demanded a personal tribute for continued services. That's when I stopped.
What does that mean? Is that like, a little graft on the side?
Yeah.
A little grease the palm thing and it all goes away?
Everything would go much better for you if you just sort of pay your way into this county. And that's what I would not do. And that's when I threw down the gauntlet.
Wow. So.
That's the origin of it all.
Wow. See, I could see where that would sort of tick me off.
Right. Now, even though that happened, and they were as good as their word, they increased my troubles tenfold once I wouldn't kowtow.
Because they're going to make an example out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we still continued to go through the process. I hired permit expediting companies. We have submitted our paperwork and paid our fees on absolutely anything. Taking place simultaneous with my lawsuit.
Wow.
My two of them. I didn't ever stop the process of refusing to try to cooperate with them. They stopped delivering services to me.
Yeah.
Period.
Unbelievable. So put them out of business. It's a wonder, being an ex-Marine, you didn't go down there and go postal on them or something, you know?
I did. I mean, in my mind, I did that. I'm a combat Marine, but honestly, it was only living here the first time it ever happened to me. My mind actually conceived murder. I've never conceived that in my life.
Because it made you so angry that it's like, what the heck's going on?
You betcha.
Well, you can sum up Marxism and communism and of all their tenets and so forth is the abolition of private property.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about here. When you lose control of your private property, then you are subject to whoever controls the property is what it comes down to.
And it is a struggle in a lot of detail. They are struggling to wrest from me the decision power of my business when they have not invested and they are not corporate owners of my business.
Well, that's the difference between having government control of everything in a socialist or communist society, is that people think that some utopian thing develops. What develops is little cores of groups of people that like to run everybody else's lives, and they don't realize that what happens is if you're not on the inside, you're on the outside, and pretty soon everybody's miserable except a little core of people that are running everything.
What does Shasta County know about cattle? What does it know about vineyards? What does it know about winemaking or restaurant, running a restaurant? They know nothing about this.
Well, it's just like Ayn Rand. You know, Ayn Rand going back, going, hey, don't you feel guilty that, you know, that you're not just going back to work and producing everything for us? I mean, you're not, you know, you don't care about the people. You don't care about all the little guys. You don't care about all these other guys, because all you care about is your profits. In the meantime, they're soaking you and just taking everything and picking you apart from a governmental standpoint. And then they try to make you feel guilty because you want to be free. You want to control your own life and your property and the yield from the benefit of your labor. And that's what the people don't get. It's pretty simple in my mind. I guess, what am I, crazy or what?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how much any of my detractors would like to have a profit-sharing agreement with me.
I thought maybe you guys were just being quiet because you're just thinking about whether I was crazy or not.
that was part of it, not all of it, you know.
We've got to go to a break.
Okay, I guess we have to go to a break. And so this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Thank you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. We're back. We're enjoying ourselves this morning.
We're just all over the place this morning.
We're all over the map. We're not even going to try to explain it. Yeah, so we're back here with RC, and we've been talking all things governmental oppression. And so,
well, the one suggestion that needs to be made, and let's start making it now, is that all of these governmental control regulations, enforcers and stuff, all of that needs to be privatized.
I agree.
Even if it's a law from the state down that you have to have this or that coordination of a regulatory nature, hand it over to a couple of competing private companies that do that work for
right.
you. That's got to happen right away because nobody has lost their own integrity and comeliness as a body than the people providing these so-called services. They just made a gangster racket out of it.
That's exactly all it is. It's an extortion racket. You know, they don't even you ask them. Hey, I've been down there. I go, well, what kind of service am I getting for my money? Okay, you want my permit? Here's my permit. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want me to pay you this money, and I want to know a breakdown of where my money's going. You know, and it's like...
Well, right, there are a lot of the permit, plan reviews and stuff, they're sending out to a private company down in Los Angeles anyway.
Yeah, except that we lose 50% of the revenue right. along the way going through them. And, you know, I was trying to open up a coffee place in Shasta Lake, and the permits were more than the buildings.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, they just kept coming up with... More permits. With you. Now you got to do sidewalks. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's like, really?
Yeah, you got to pay for the sidewalks. I waited 2 weeks and they were putting the sidewalks in anyway, and they didn't tell me
Why not just put up a sign that says, no new construction allowed? If that's what they're trying to do, right? No more investment in this region is authorized.
Yeah, due to the community organized mafia that has been stripping the populace of all of their money, and the fat fish are going away. and it's really true. I mean, it's almost like, oh, we've got another one on the line here, and oh, I'm setting the hook. You know, how much can we milk this guy for? And we actually never got the business started because of it. I went into it with $100,000 plus of investor money, and we couldn't get it off the ground on a 10 by 20 foot trailer building sitting on an empty lot that we were going to have to pave over.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
The building itself was going to be about $40,000. Well, the building permits started turning into $48,000.
Right, and you weren't even done.
We weren't even
done.
It
wasn't even in the beginning.
We had to. Yeah. At some point in time, I did the math and go, we got to drop the project. We're screwed. Because if we continue to go here, we can't keep borrowing money.
Well, let me ask you this, and I mean, I'm asking everyone this. We all know that this is the problem. That we have touched these things. We have faced these problems. We've been hurt by this apparatus of the local government.
Right.
The elected officials, why do they do nothing about it?
Because they don't have to, because they've got a lot of their constituents so screwed up on the government payroll. It's just like this last election. You know, the dynamics and the demographics changed dramatically from 2008. Why? Because what happened was we had more and more government guys move into where they're depending on their paychecks from the government, whether it's Social Security, welfare, food stamps, you know, union jobs. They actually became overwhelmingly more than the private sector, so their voting block was that, you know, they're afraid to lose their checks. And that's exactly on a smaller scale what we got going here. How many, if you did the demographics, how many people are receiving help from the government offices here? I mean, whether it's unions, whether it's civil service from the city, the state, the
Too
county.
Many.
Yeah, the federal government.
Lot.
They start protecting these guys because what they do is they promise them, you know, 7.5 or 7.8% guaranteed every year to their retirement programs. You know, so what they've done is they've promised them, and now you go work for the civil service, you get up to a point and you become wealthy, and the rest of us out here in the private sector, we don't have health insurance and we're dying on the vine.
Well, they're killing the host.
They're killing the host.
Parasites,
yep. That's
that
exactly
are killing
right.
the host.
But we do have a chance to start changing it.
It's starting to change.
At the local level and to get the people educated
out
there.
Do you know when it's going to change? Is when those people are getting hurt just as bad as everybody else.
Right.
And that's coming because...
No, let's say there can be some courageous leadership politically that just starts changing it because that is the correct and wise thing to do.
I think...
Because they have...
I think that that's the right thing that should happen, but I don't think it's going to happen until enough people get their nose rubbed in this to the point where
I think it will happen. I think it will start happening in January and February.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I'm losing a little bit of faith. We got Jay.
Jay on line one. Are you there, Jay?
Yeah. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Doing good. That's a very interesting subject to talk about. My question is, when it comes to the amount of dependence that's going to be left after the next 4 years, how do you go about making changes in America that is, frankly, going to be altered probably permanently? I mean, how do we continue to try to make changes in this kind of environment? And it is an honest question, not an opinion. I will take your answer off air.
Okay,
right,
very
thank
good.
You,
Thanks, Jay.
Jay.
Here's the answer. Get involved at the local levels. You've got to start electing officials that want to follow the Constitution, that want to protect individual property rights, that want to give people back the sovereignty that they had when this country was started and made us great. It's not going to happen at the federal level, and it's not necessarily going to happen at the state level right away. But if everybody starts making it happen at their local county and city level.
And coming together.
Yeah.
With one another, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, whatever you are.
Recognizing who the problems are and where they're coming from.
Who's the beast?
Yeah. Yeah. And in order to figure out who the players are, you have to show up at some meetings. You have to see what their stances are. We had no idea 2-3 years ago when we went to city council who was lying to us and who wasn't. Who was on our side and who wasn't. You got to sit through a few meetings to figure out what they say because they'll go out in public and say, where are the people? You know, look at this last election. You know, everybody's like, oh, we're conservative Republicans. You know, it's funny how a lot of people turned into conservative Republicans over the last few years when, you know, they're really not conservative. And what does conservative mean? So,
right, yeah.
I don't know.
Because you have to get involved because they are different, like at city council. When they're up there, they're different than when they're out in the community, like you say. And right. The only way you're going to know that is to be plugged in and be around those folks.
It's either that or be chattel, be sheep.
Yeah.
Be ready to be led to the slaughter.
A prey animal, yeah.
Yeah. You know, freedom is, I equate freedom to a wolf. You can either be a wolf in a zoo or a wolf in the forest. If you're in the zoo, you get fed regularly, you hope, unless they run out of money. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to hunt. You can lay around all day. But you are totally reliant on your keeper.
You know, another thing that will also help, KCNR has helped enormously. Shows like this have helped a great deal. Competing media is very vital for the, for maintaining integrity of, the process of government. Without competing, news gatherers.
I agree.
There's nobody to challenge these things.
Well,
and I want to use two words here which are conspicuously lacking in everybody's conduct in the elected arena right now. Shame and honor. They have no sense of either one of those things. And it's only a media outlet that can cause them to recognize shame.
I totally agree with you. We've got a little project that we're going to be unveiling pretty soon. And
we have several projects.
Several
going
projects
on.
We're going to be unveiling, and one of them is actually the media is the biggest problem because we used to have 50 different competing outlets, say 50 years ago. Where you had a diversion of different opinions and so forth. Those have been consolidated down to 5 or 6 companies that own all of the television media and all the media coming out of the different places. Well, we got a little project called Vote With Your Money that we're going to be working on, and we'll talk more about that. But you're absolutely right, RC. We got to go after the guys who are not reporting what needs to be reported first.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff. So we're running out of time here.
Like usual.
Yeah.
That time just flew right on by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. Do we have anything that we want to talk
about? Well, just remember to get out and go to the parade today. And, of course, we have the ceremony out at the cemetery tomorrow at 10:55. Please, thank a vet and all those that have served this country.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we want to thank you, RC.
You're very welcome. No, my thanks go entirely the other way.
Oh, man, we really enjoy having you on the show. So hopefully we'll get you back.
And we'll see everybody next week.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama says he wants a balanced approach to reducing the deficit with higher taxes for Americans making more than $250,000 a year.
We face a series of deadlines that require us to make major decisions about how to pay down our deficit. Decisions that will have a huge impact on the economy and the middle class, not only now, but in the future.
The president in his weekly address, widespread tax hikes and spending cuts kick in automatically January 1st if there's no deficit deal. House Speaker John Boehner says he wants tax reform, not raised rates.
Shoring up entitlements and reforming the tax code, closing special interest loopholes and deductions, and moving to a fairer, cleaner, and simpler system will bring jobs home and result in a stronger, healthier economy.
The president meets with congressional leaders at the White House next week. The FBI discovered an affair between now former CIA Director David Petraeus and an author. They've been tipped that Paula Broadwell may have gotten access to General Petraeus' personal email. They were